A message of Our Lady of America to her children. April 19th, 2020, Divine Mercy Sunday, 3:50 p.m. Mercy for each other.
My dear children, God is now asking me to speak with you. He loves you beyond measure, and that is why He is sending me to you. I want you to know, my dear children, that although the way has been long for you in the past, the future sheds much hope and light for those who truly believe in God. My children, speak to one another of God's mercy. It abounds mercifully each and every time you call upon the holy name of Jesus. Although some do not believe in my Son or give reverence to His name as you do, they can still benefit from hearing His name spoken among you. So do not hesitate, my children, to call out the holy names of Jesus and Mary often. Ask me to render these things as being fitting of your Lord and Master by showering down graces upon you and the whole world. My Son sees fit to do these things for those who truly believe in Him. I am with you, my dear children. God gives each of His people different talents and gifts. In what ways are you using your talents to glorify God? Do you think that because you pray, that this is enough? No, my dear children. God wants more from you in the way of freedom of love for your neighbor. He wants you to cherish one another and believe in one another's mercy and love for you and your Savior. My dear children, this is what God is asking of you. Believe in His mercy and live it according to His love for you and one another. Although you do not always see God's mercy as being something that you can do, by imitating God's forgiveness for you and one another, you can give this mercy to everyone you meet. I love you, my dear children. You want to know more of what your lives will be like in the future. What will you do now that you cannot attend Mass the way you like, or visit the sacraments of mercy that way that you desire to? My dear children, ask God to restore you to the fullness of His love and mercy. His mercy is so great that it far exceeds any misdemeanor that you could commit when you turn and come home to Him. So, my children, this message is to encourage you to give your all to God, and in doing so, God will give you not only His all in return, but He will procure for you a special place in heaven where the angels and saints dwell secure. I am with you, my dear children, giving you my motherly blessing for all eternity. I love you, my dear children. Go in the peace of Christ's love.